Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is run 100% by the questions you submit to me on Twitter. If you have a question for me, just hit me up. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, etc. I'd be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Michael Barnes. Michael Barnes just asked this a few days ago. Better to spend more Papa Bear time when your team is small, or should you follow the duplication model from the start? Good question. And for those that may not know, what I suggest as a way to work with your team is to teach to teach, is to be an events and tools driven system, and to teach to teach, and not to constantly, showing them a non-duplicatable way to operate. For example, the most common is when a downline member calls you and asks you a question, the longer you spend with them on the phone, the less duplicatable you are, because they can't go back and get the recording of that conversation. They can't play it back for themselves. They can't play it to teammates that ask them the same question. They can't repeat what you just said because you know it better than they do. And so you've just done something and taught them a way of how to be non-duplicatable. You need to be a events and tools driven system. So a tool would be you saying, great question. We actually have that answer in this training recording over here. And, you know, that's, you know, where it's really beneficial if you're in a company that has a lot of training. But if you don't, you may have to create your own or work with your upline to start creating more resources so you can start pointing. And then teach to teach is when you point a downline member to a resource, you also inform them that when they have someone in their team ask them the same question, to also point them to the same resource, okay? So that's just to kind of set up this question, okay? So what about the answer to this question? So let me read the question again. So is it better to spend more Papa Bear time, okay? And what he means by that is being, you know, intimately involved, conversing with your downline all the time, etc., when your team is small, or should you follow the duplication model from the start? Notice my emphasis. Should I be duplicatable when I'm small, or should I not? What do you think the answer is? Okay. The reason, there's two reasons. One, because one's duplicatable and one's not. Okay. And number two, you do, if you go from Papa Bear, everyone gather around the campfire so Papa Bear Michael can share with you stories of yore, and then you go to an actual duplicatable model, you may get some backlash. In fact, it would be pretty likely that you'll get some backlash. So I would suggest that you train them to be business owners from the get-go. You train them from the very start on how to be business owners and how to be duplicatable, and you teach to teach. And that's what I would suggest for you from the very start. Now, I'll be honest, this topic has been one of my highest growth areas in the last few years. And this is something that I just didn't get. Now, I want you to understand something is when you have someone that is engaged, that is producing, that is starting to get results, I'm not saying not to reach out to them. In fact, I'm saying to reach out to them. What I don't think is right is to spend, 4.2 hours with each rep, regardless of performance. And that's where I think a lot of uplines have an issue, and they start to sabotage their success. It should be exactly like a business. If someone comes into, if you own a car lot, right? I'm willing to bet that you take any car salesperson, you put them through a training, right? You know, and I don't. If you're a smart car lot person, you send them through an actual resource training that everyone could go through, or resit. Okay, you don't just sit them. You know, send them with the number one salesperson and say go shadow them for a day, right? Hopefully, you send them through some kind of resourced training, and that's what you do. Okay, now what happens if that person comes into your car lot and starts selling the hell out of cars? Are you going to ignore them? Are you going to treat them like everybody else? Are you going to, you know, get off your butt from behind your desk and go shake his hand and say, hey, you know, or shake her hand, okay? Say, hey, wait a minute, you're kicking some butt here. How can I best support you? How can I differentiate you from the rest? And I know, you know, sometimes non-performers, they want a participation award, right? They want a participation award, but that's not how real world works. Now, you make everyone, you don't make the non-performers feel bad. You don't call them out and say, hey, why aren't you performing, right? Now, they probably do that at a car lot, but we don't do that in network marketing. We want everyone to feel good. But if someone is producing and performing, that should get your attention. You should feature them on team calls. That's something my wife and I always do. You should feature them in interviews. You should, you know, reach out to them. Maybe if they're building in the local area, maybe you want to fly out to their area. We've done that only a million times, right? So just a little different. Always be duplicatable. Always pay attention. And this is from every top earner I've ever talked to. All of them, they watch their downlines to see who's producing, and those that produce, they reach out to. And, you know, I saw a quote out there that said, mentorship isn't paid for, it's earned. And that's not 100% true, but it does absolutely have some truth to it. In network marketing, you produce, you will earn mentorship. Your upline will pay attention to you, and if they don't, they're idiots. Okay, so hopefully this is beneficial to you, Michael. We tried to go pretty detailed on this one. If you don't have a duplicatable tool for your team, you may want to check out my Home Business Fast Start CD. It is generic. It works in any network marketing company. You literally order them, and then you can just hand them to your brand new rep, and you know, and that's it. It'll tell them what to do. It tells them how to be duplicatable, tells them what to watch out for. It really prepares them for the long-term journey of network marketing. And you can check that out if you'd like at rayhigdon.com/HBFS. It stands for Home Business Fast Start. rayhigdon.com/HBFS. So there you go. Hope you got benefit from this podcast. Feel free to tell your friends about it if you did. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.